5 is the total number of soldiers officially listed as deserters at the Western Wisconsin Army base. They were called up for duty from units in Illinois, Wisconsin, and South Dakota sometime between this week and last January. They failed to show up for duty. The soldier from South Dakota has been caught and prosecuted. There's no information available about the others. Fort McCoy spokesperson Linda Fournier says in the grand scheme of things, 5 young men is a tiny percentage of the more than 11,000 soldiers who've passed through the base since the mobilization for the war in Iraq began. She says in 2002, in the entire country, there were a total of 4,000 soldiers who went AWOL. That's 1% of the entire U.S. Army. She says in many of those cases, the deserters turned themselves in.
You know, it could be a young troop that stationed overseas, comes home on leave and says, you know, I'm just not going back. This just isn't for me. And you know, after a week, realizes that wasn't the right thing to do.
But a staff person for the National GI Rights Hotline says there's strong evidence that troop morale in Iraq is low. Bill Galvin says his office gets half a dozen calls a day from soldiers or their friends or families asking about the penalties for desertion.
We're getting calls from these folks who never seriously thought they'd be going to war, especially people in the National Guard. They thought, you know, when the Mississippi River floods, they're going to go out and pack sandbags or something, and then suddenly they got orders to go to Iraq, and a lot of them are saying, wait, this isn't really what I had in mind when I joined up.
Depending on the circumstances, soldiers who desert can face anything from a dishonorable discharge to prison time. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.